here's a story from The World.
Tibetans have a new leader today, Tibetans in exile, that is. Tibet proper is part of China, but about 150,000 Tibetans live outside of their ancestral homeland. And for decades, they looked to the administration based in Dharamsala, India, as their representative government. The diaspora community has elected Bempa Tsering as the next president, or Sikyong, of the Central Tibetan Administration. Reporter Ashley Westerman spoke with Tibet's new leader in exile, along with voters living abroad, and sent us this report.
Every time the Tibetan diaspora goes to the polls, it's an international effort. But this year, it happened during a pandemic. 41-year-old Dechen Pemba voted outdoors in London.
It was in a sort of public park, but it was all socially distanced, and there was hand sanitizer and hand wipes everywhere, and people were, you know, wearing masks.
Pemba's parents fled Tibet in the 1950s and 60s after Chinese annexation. She's a spokeswoman for Smart Vote Tibet, a multilingual online guide that put election and candidate information all in one place for the first time since the Parliament in Exile was created in 2011. The Tibetan diaspora includes some 130,000 people around the world.
To carry out an election in exile or diaspora for an exile government is just logistically very difficult. So it's quite an amazing feat for it all to happen.
The Central Tibetan Administration is headquartered in Dharamshala, India, and operates an annual budget of some $45 million. It represents the exiled diaspora and serves as a voice for the 3.5 million Tibetans still inside Tibet. Experts say it also plays a critical role keeping Tibetans like Pemba connected to the homeland.
Even though physically I'm far away from Tibet, I feel quite close to Tibet.
But maintaining this close cultural connection is becoming more difficult, says Kate Saunders, an independent researcher and writer specializing in Tibet. She says in addition to fewer Tibetans leaving, China has moved into a new phase of assimilation of the Tibetan people.
And what that means is that the Chinese Communist Party has developed new measures to break the connections between generations and to obliterate memories and knowledge of Tibet in the past.
Human rights groups say China has severely restricted free speech, religious freedom, movement, and assembly in Tibet, while increasing surveillance and tightening border controls. The stakes are high for the incoming Central Tibetan Administration, says Saunders.
In terms of protecting and preserving the cultural, the religious, the national identity of Tibetans.
The Central Tibetan Administration and the Dalai Lama, Tibet's exiled spiritual leader, have adopted the middle way approach, which allows Tibet to remain part of China, but with some autonomy. The biggest challenge for the incoming president will be how to deal with China, says Tsering Shakya, a Tibetan scholar at the University of British Columbia.
Actually, there's very limited things he can do. But other aspect is actually there is a global tension.
Shakya says Tibet's exiled leaders should seize on China's rising tensions with other countries over issues such as the pandemic, border disputes, and the Uyghurs, and use it to their advantage to help advance the diaspora's priorities, because
long term, I mean, there is a very little chance of China initiating any kind of dialogue with the diaspora movement or the Central Tibetan Administration.
President-elect Pemba Tsering says deepening relationships with governments around the world is a top priority for his administration.
Those countries and people who cherish values of freedom, democracy, so we'll reach out to as many as possible and win their support for the cause of Tibet.
Meanwhile, the aging Dalai Lama will decide in the coming years whether or not he will reincarnate. He suggested he may not. But if he does, the process to find the next Dalai Lama remains uncertain, and China has already announced they plan to appoint their own. Still, the election that just took place is meaningful, experts say, particularly since the Tibetan diaspora has come to claim democracy as an important characteristic of their people. In London, Dechen Pemba wouldn't say who she voted for, but is glad the election went smoothly.
You know, having this sort of active, vibrant democracy, I think, is something that everybody wants and, you know, we can be proud of.
For The World, I'm Ashley Westerman.